Demai Perk Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Shnaim Shebatu es Karmeim L'Soich Gas Achas. Two people remove the grapes of their vineyards into one vat. Echad Maser ve'echad She'enu Maser. So one of them is believed on Maisrus. Ve'echad She'enu Maser. And one of them is not believed on Maisrus. Ha'ma'aser Maser es Shelo. So the one that's believed on Maisrus, he's supposed to take off Maser on what's his. So that's a Ma'aser, which is that person. Ma'aser es Shelo. He should take off Maisrus on his own portion. V'chelkoi. And the Mishalmi learns, this is talking about the chelik of the Amaretz, b'kol makom shehu, in any place that his friend's portion exists. So what are we referring to here? So what happened here is we don't know from whose grapes this wine or grape juice is from. So after they take all the grapes and they put it into the vat and they crush it, so then from that, let's say there are two jugs of grape juice. One person keeps one, so let's say the person that keeps Maestris keeps one, and the person that's not Neman on Maestris keeps the other. So now if we focus on the person that is Neman on Maestris, let's just say that half of the bottle, let's say the top half is his, and the bottom half of the bottle really was his friend's. So first, he has in mind to miser whatever portion is in that's his, that's in this bottle. Now, it could be the other bottle that the Amaretz has. There's a portion of a person that's believed in Maestris. His portion is in part of his friend's bottle, too. So he should take off when he Maestris his own. The first thing he does, when we say a Maser, Maser Shaloi, so he should Maeser his portion, both in his bottle and also that's sitting in his friend's bottle, that's his. And also, v'chelkei b'chol makom shehu, he should go out of his way. And since his friend's portion is in his bottle as well, like we said, let's say it's, for example, in the bottom half, he should take off from Maestris from his friend's bottle that's in his jug, and it should apply and be taken off to his friend's portion that's in his friend's jug. And the Rav points out here, the Rav saying that in this Mishnah we're holding, that we don't say Breira. Because if you would say Breira, so you would say it was Huvr Mikaro that each person got what was supposed to come to him. But since we don't say Breira, in this case, by the way, it's Demai, so it's a Din Derabanan, because Diraisa, Rov Amaratzim, take off Maestris. But it sounds like in this Mishnah, we don't say Breira even on a Derabanan, because this is Derabanan. Whether it's Diraisa, obviously, or Derabanan. And we're going to see, Taisis Yantar brings that the Rav himself, later, in the next parak, paskins that on Derabanans, we do say Breira.